You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and here we are in the Christmas week, and I'm delighted to be reconnecting with Patrick Murray. And Patrick, I've tasked him to go off and come back to me and tell me, if we're going to be sitting around over Christmas, what do we want to see and what's out there, be it on TV, be it on the streaming services, be it in the cinema? What are the hot movies that we should be putting on our calendar over the Christmas period? Patrick, thanks a million for coming back.
Oh, my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me on. Always happy to talk Irish cinema.
And I gave you a good task. You have lots to...
Yes, you did. And actually, it turns out it's a difficult task because Ireland just does not do a lot of Christmas movies, you know, which is surprising, really, when you think about it. You would think that they would do more. Like that they would lean into more Christmas films, but if anything, they don't. And actually recommending Irish movies over the holidays that don't actually make you sad can be hard too as well. But there are definitely some crowd pleasers out there and that I can recommend. And I even found one actually in my search that I'd never heard of before, and it's on Disney. I haven't watched it yet, but I think I'll watch it more out of curiosity, called The Fighting Prince of Donegal. And I find it particularly interesting because it's Disney. It's from the late 60s. It's about it's based in the 1500s. So it's I think the character's called Henry, but it's oh my goodness, your listeners are going to kill me. The name's Hugh O'Neill, I think it is, that it's really based on. But it's like it was filmed in Berkshire or something, you know, in England. All the top actors, all the lead actors are English. There's a few small parts to Irish actors. It's basically completely an English production for Disney about a major Irish historical figure from the medieval times and, that I'd never heard about before. And from what I've seen reviews, it's a mix. Have you seen it yourself?
No, I haven't, but maybe there's a reason why you haven't heard of it before. Yeah, exactly. Then you'll find out when you watch it. But talk to me about one, and I'm throwing you in at the deep end, but I've heard a lot of discussion about Hamlet.
Yes.
And I think that might be in cinemas near you at this point in time, and that is Paul Mescal and... Jesse Buckley.
That's right.
And that was, as I say, I know that's been getting a lot of attention.
It has been. It's still in cinemas here in Ottawa, which means for your listeners outside of Ottawa, it would definitely be playing if you're near a major center. And actually, that's on my list of movies I need to see. And it looks really interesting. I mean, and it's Chloe Zhao, who is the who also directed Nomadland, which won a bunch of Oscars. And, of course, you know, Paul Mescal is one of the hot actors out of Ireland right now, hot young actors. And I always have time I'm having Jesse Buckley, who I loved in that directorial debut for Maggie Gyllenhaal, the maternal one with Olivia Colman. She played Olivia Colman's younger self. Mm. But yeah, so that one is out there. That's actually a good save. Thank you for mentioning that. I was going to mention Steve, which is on, speaking of Irish actors, major Irish actors, Cillian Murphy's Steve on Netflix. That's not a crowd pleaser for sure, but it's an excellent film. But right. It is a heavy film about children and teenagers in a group home. And that's on Netflix. For the kids, there's Greyhound of a Girl, which is on Tubi. And actually, Tubi's full of Irish films, which is pretty amazing, including, well, Greyhound of a Girl, but also a lot that's not necessarily Christmas, you know, like Calvary, which I still think is great, but a tough one. But for Sing Street, Frank, which I love about, you know, creativity, and The Quiet Girl, for those that missed it.
And Colleen Kuhn.
And Kuhl, that's a great family drama, a bit of a tearjerker at the end, but so worth seeing. Of course, The Bear Club on Netflix is amazing as well for, you know, if you want something that's heartwarming at Christmas time. And Sing Street's amazing. And actually, I just saw that John Carney, who directed Sing Street and Florence Sun and Once, has a new movie coming out to look out for, but it'll be in June, so I'm getting ahead of myself, called Power Chord, I think it is. Yeah, Power Ballad. Another music one with Paul Rudd and Jack Rayner and actually Nick Jonas and all that. And that's also based in Ireland.
You mentioned Tubi there, and there are streaming services other than the big ones, and some of these are exactly. free, as I think, because I'm not a great one for watching TV, but some of these are free. Are they?
Yeah, Tubi. Yes, exactly. Tubi's free. Another one is Plex. A lot of people use it as a server for holding movies on that they've collected. But it also has its own catalog of free films. And the other thing is, I mean, especially if you're in Ottawa or Toronto, Calgary and the major cities, your libraries, our library has over 13,000 DVDs. You'd be surprised what's on there. What's in available, or even the streaming services, Canopy, and that through library.
And again, a lot of people aren't familiar with Canopy.
No, and they'd be surprised what they find on there.
Yes, indeed.
So that's worth exploring.
And Hoopla.
Hoopla is another one, actually. Yeah, Hoopla and Canopy get through the library services, at least here in Ottawa. Yeah. And I've seen some great films, actually, including one, I think it's still on there, speaking of Irish actors, Michael Fassbender, called Slow West. It's a little known one, but it's a beautiful film, really worth seeing. It's a Western where he plays a bounty hunter helping a Scottish fella get across the States in the 19th century to find his true love. Great film. Yeah, I wish there was more of like Christmas type films. Maybe that's something, if I ever wanted to be a producer, like start pitching to Screen Ireland. Let's do some Christmas films here. Let's get in on that that market. There's so much available. I mean, it's such a popular one. Speaking of Olivia Colman, by the way, I noticed that Joyride is on Netflix, which was really well received at our festival as well. Mother. One dealing with being a mother, the other one actually has very parental instincts, but running away from a parent. Yeah. So,
Patrick, one of the challenges I find, and it's not just with movies, but it's also with books, mm-hmm. and that is, you know, you do a search and you do it on the library, or you look for the meta tags. And there are movies and books out there that you can search for Ireland and Irish, and you'll never find them because within the meta tags, it doesn't come up as a searchable description within. And, you know, there's a huge wealth that would be there. The ability to find stuff is actually the bigger challenge at times.
That's the real skill sometimes. Yeah, because you're right. For whatever reason, if you just put Irish books, you may not get, like you said, you may not get everything. So you almost have to go a little deeper, like who Irish publishers. With Irish, you know, go to Screen Ireland, of course, and see, although they're more interested in, and understandably so, pushing out what's out today, like coming.
Okay.
That's where I found out about Power Ballad. But unfortunately, nothing coming for the Christmas season outside of Habnet with Paul Mescal. Although not Irish, and to your listeners, I know, but still a very Irish name, and I imagine he's probably parents or grandparents, Josh O'Connor. I thought he was great, absolutely amazing in Wake Up Dead Man. Not Irish, but probably of Irish kind of name like that.
So as we wrap up 2025 and looking into 2026, have you started to list some of what you're hoping to bring? And I'm not going to ask you to reveal any titles, but have you started to identify what you're looking at possibly putting on the program for the festival this year, the Irish Film Festival?
Yes. Yes, and actually I'm quite happy that what could be available are a lot of crowd pleasers, what I would call crowd pleasers, heartwarming films, funny films, a really nice murder mystery, speaking of Waking Up Dead Man, actually as the director himself called a posy, which I really like that term, like just a nice 90 minutes, a story about a murder or a body, really a body. They find a body and then you find out the whole history around it. And you're looking at people like films with people like Aidan Gillen in them and Mo Dunford, some excellent actors. And actually, I think we're going to be having an embarrassment of choices, embarrassment of riches, I should say. And I may have to find some ways to get those some films that don't make the weekend, show them on one-offs or maybe convince our friends at the Canadian Film Institute to show some of them at the International Film Festival, Ottawa. But yeah, lots of choices this year. Actually, I'm really excited for what the potential is. I think people are going to be really happy with the program this year.
Patrick, we let you go. Thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on the year gone by. Well done.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to the year coming up. And wishing all the film enthusiasts a happy viewing season and a happy new year and happy Christmas.
Yes.